We were one. Chapter 1. Boots. Privates, lance corporals, and sergeants are the tip of the spear. Author. March 2004, Camp Pendleton, California. The boots finally arrived. The sun had already set when over 24 newly minted Marines jumped off the massive 7-ton truck that had carried them up a winding mountain road to a bombed-out village. The Marines were mostly 18 and 19 years old, earned about $13,000, and hailed from all parts of the country. The Leathernecks had recently graduated from the School of Infantry, SOI, where Marines fresh from boot camp learn weapons handling and basic combat tactics, and emerge as infantrymen, or grunts. According to one veteran Marine, "The whole platoon was nothing but boots, guys fresh out of SOI. These guys didn't know nothing, not a damn thing. You can't describe how green is green." As the men climbed off the truck, they were greeted sternly by sandy-haired, blue-eyed, 22-year-old Bill Soida.
"I'm Lance Corporal Soida, your squad leader for 3rd Squad, 1st Platoon. Do you need anything? Chow?"
"No, Lance Corporal,"
the new Marines responded in unison.
"All right, get your sleeping bags and dress warm. It gets cold around here at night. No smoking. Reveille is at 0430 sharp."
After the brief introduction, Soida and his pal from his own SOI days, the burly, outgoing Lance Corporal Michael Hanks, let the boots turn in. In an act of striking kindness, the senior men took turns at fire watch, guarding 3rd Squad's temporary bivouac area while the new men slept. In the Marine Corps, boots are usually relegated to the unsavory duties, like posting fire watch, immediately upon arrival from basic training. Nearly a year had passed since the daring rescue in Sadr City. Upon Lima Company's return from Iraq, 1st Platoon had been turned into a shell of its former self. Most of the platoon's sergeants shipped off to other units or out of the Corps. A Marine platoon at full strength numbers about 46, but for several months, 1st Platoon had only a handful of men. Despite its diminutive size, the platoon continued to train, though the men also enjoyed long stretches of hanging out at the barracks, playing PlayStation and waiting for the boot drop. Soida and Hanks were relieved when the platoon finally started to fill out. 1st Platoon was broken down into 3 rifle squads. Each of these consisted of about 13 Marines, led by a sergeant or by the ranking Marine. Typical Marine Corps unit organization and strength are as follows. Division, 15,000+. Regiment, 5,000+. Battalion, 1,000+. Company, 185+. Platoon, 46+. Squad, 13. Fire team, 4. The number of personnel is subject to change based on the unit's mission. Each squad was further divided into 3 fire teams. 1st Platoon was one of 4 platoons comprising Lima Company. Lima, India, and Kilo Companies were the 3 line companies in the 3rd Battalion, 1st Marine Regiment, 3-1. Along with headquarters staff, administrative and supply troops, and attached combat specialists, 3rd Battalion had a complement of about 1,000 Marines. The core of each platoon was its most experienced Marines. In 1st Platoon, the corps consisted of 3 lance corporals, all in 3rd Squad. The acting 3rd Squad leader was Bill Soida, who was joined by Hanks and fellow Sadr City vet Mario Alves. The temperature had dipped below 40 degrees, and the stars were at their brightest when the boots' rest was interrupted by Hank's stentorian voice.
"Get your asses up!"
At exactly 0430, the men emerged from their sleeping bags and got their bearings. Their bivouac area, nestled in the hills of Camp Pendleton, California, is known as Old Mout Town. Mout is the acronym for Military Operations in Urban Terrain, the most dangerous form of infantry combat. Featuring several run-down buildings and a burned-out Vietnam-era AAV, Old Mout Town is used to teach Marines how to fight in city streets and buildings. After splashing water on their faces, the men folded their sleeping bags, straightened out their uniforms, and filed into formation.
"I don't care where all of you come from.